I'm Terry von Staden from Analysys Mason's Operator Business Services Program. And in this podcast, I'm going to go through how operator support during the coronavirus outbreak is going beyond simply increasing data allowances. The initial outbreak of COVID-19 or the new coronavirus disease led to a sharp increase in home working, and businesses had to move quickly to enable a remote workforce. Some telecoms operators responded rapidly to help support remote working by taking simple measures such as increasing mobile data allowances, which we covered in our previous podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to specifically look at what operators are doing beyond connectivity and how they are finding other ways to help. Operators are increasing their investments, providing financial support, and supporting research and government initiatives during this crisis. Most of the major operators in the USA have signed up to the FCC's Keep Americans Connected Pledge, which asks operators to not terminate any services to homes or small businesses, to waive late fees for any customers who are not able to pay their bills, and to open their Wi-Fi hotspots to all Americans for 60 days. Globe in the Philippines has also implemented similar measures. Vodafone has specifically noted how diminished cash flow will have a significant impact on smaller businesses, and it has committed to paying the micro and small businesses within its supply chain in 15 days, as opposed to the customary 30 to 60 days. Iliad in Italy has also deployed similar measures and is paying its SME suppliers in advance. Telstra in Australia has announced that it is putting its previously announced job cuts on hold for 6 months. Instead, it will be adding 1,000 more contractors to support its customers. It will also extend any sponsorships that are set to expire this year by another 12 months. And employees who are sick or are missing shifts because of the coronavirus are guaranteed their salaries. Verizon is donating $10 million to charity, funding online learning and disaster relief. Some operators have committed to increasing their investments to enhance the robustness and capacity of their networks, but also to provide a boost to the economy. Telstra has moved forward its planned $500 million CapEx investment from 2021 to 2020 to increase network capacity, accelerate the rollout of 5G, and to provide a boost to the economy. Similarly, Verizon has increased its CapEx guidelines this year by $500 million from between $17 to $18 billion to $17.5 to $18.5 billion. T-Mobile USA has reported that it plans to increase its network capacity by as much as 58%. This follows the donation of Dish's entire 600 MHz portfolio to T-Mobile for free for 60 days. Operators also supporting research and government initiatives through big data. DTAC in Thailand is providing tourists from high-risk countries with a SIM to help track their movements, should the government need to contact them or determine who they came into contact with. Many operators also donating to research organizations and governments to help map and analyze the movement of people during the outbreak, particularly in heavily affected areas. This data helps governments to monitor if people are respecting certain quarantine policies and analyze how the movement of people maps to the spread of the disease. This data has been provided on an aggregated or anonymized basis in Europe, but was supplied on an individual level in some parts of Asia, such as China and Taiwan. Operators should ease the financial burden on businesses and enhance their business continuity solutions. Telecoms operators in affected areas should match some of the initiatives set by other operators. Providing financial reprieve to businesses and suppliers will go a long way in helping them to manage this crisis. Operators should also work to match the business continuity efforts made by technology companies. Companies such as Checkpoint, Cisco, and Microsoft were quick to enable the free use of their remote working tools to help businesses connect to their remote workforces. But similar initiatives by operators have been rare. Telecom Romania has released a business continuity package that includes fixed or mobile internet, Norton security, and Microsoft Teams or Cisco's WebEx for free for 3 months to help businesses quickly connect their employees with minimal cost. AT&T in the USA has also opened up their WebEx meetings platform for free for 3 months. Other operators should deploy similar solutions. Acting quickly is important, and operators should concentrate their efforts to business aspects over which they have direct control, at least initially. As the examples in this article show, there is much more that operators can do than simply offering more mobile data.